Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. It's an under-the-sea brainstorm for today.
Yay!
We're going to be talking about saltwater bivalves, everyone.
Ooh!
I know, it sounds thrilling already, right? But really what we're talking about is disco clams, which I feel like you need to find a background track for that moment right there.
Oh, it'll happen.
Some slappy bass and some funk. Yeah. But let's talk about, what is this disco clam? How is it classified? It is a saltwater bivalve. Let's see if I can pronounce its name. Cetanoids ales. Here's its other fun names. Electroflame scallop. I kind of can't believe I didn't lead with that because it's hard to top electroflame scallop.
I'm sorry. Electroflame scallop sounds like a dance move you do while wearing bell bottoms.
The disco clam is among only a couple bivalves that can display this kind of light show. If you haven't looked it up, it is sort of a clam shape, but it's got all this extra bling. It's red and it's got the fuzzies around its mouth and it's got this flashing white looking silvery line that's flashing around the edge of its shell. Researcher Lindsay Doherty from the University of Colorado Boulder did some looking into why is that flashing? What is happening there? Scientists think it's to confuse and deter predators because it's flashy and like, whoa, but it's not bioluminescence. It is actually created by a highly reflective silica-rich shell on the edge of their mantle tissue. So that is flashy silica that's catching the light. And the clam can actually flex that tissue and move it. And so they can kind of create that ripple effect that you see in the videos by hiding it and exposing it in quick succession. So, because it kind of looks like its mouth is doing the wave.
It's like the most fancy eyeliner.
Yes. Oh, we need flashing. How come nobody's done that yet?
Right?
I mean, we had blue, which is great, but the rest of the shell, surprisingly, is like a mottled tan color. So it's showing us its best side in these videos.
Wow. And so it's only to like repel?
Oh, because that's what I'm going to talk about next. Slow your roll. First, we're going to talk about that bright red portion of the mantle. It is chemically different from the non-colorful tissue. It has peptide-like compounds that may be slightly noxious and unpalatable to predators. And so the mantis shrimp is one of its chief predators. And we've talked about that guy before, too.
Yes, with the super multicolored eyes. Absolutely. Yes.
And it's crazy fast striking arm because the mantis shrimp is so strong, it can break through shells. And so it is truly a danger to shelled sea creatures. But this wonderful disco clam is set up because it tastes gross. And Doherty, when she was researching, found that in addition to its yucky taste and its flashing, it would spew acidic mucus at the shrimp. And it could disable them for up to 15 minutes in the lab conditions that she created.
Why would you even try to eat something that could do that, right?
Well, apparently they don't very much anymore. Just the new mantis shrimp try that. And they're so sorry.
Baby mantis shrimp were like, I made a bad decision.
Yes, exactly. As I was floating around immobile, watching the flashes, probably feeling a little nauseous. So maybe they have a little flashy party.
It's like a little clam rave.
That's right. So that's disco clams. Maybe we all get to see one someday.
So if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Check out our Instagram for fun science facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.